Thank you, James. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Jazz Call on the 24th of August. And on the line, we have Alan Greenberg, Andrew Mack, Eric Brunner-Williams, Evan Lebovich, Avery Doria, Bodwan Shombi, Carlos Aguirre, Alex Kukuru, Cheryl Langdonor, Rafik Damick, Tijani Benjamin, and for staff, we have Carla Valente and Glenda Saint-Jury, myself. And may I ask everyone to say your name before you speak for the transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Evan.
Hello, everybody.
And sorry, we have apologies. We have apologies from Michele Nilon and Sebastian Bachelet.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
No problem. Okay. Well, hello to everybody, and welcome to this week's first call. What Avery and myself have decided to do is, since we are now have merged the two work teams, I will do the Tuesday calls, and Avery will do the Thursday calls. You're mine for the rest of the hour. So essentially, what I would like to do first is just to do a verification of the statements of interest. So amongst those who have identified themselves, please, if there is anybody on this call who has an updated statement of interest since the last call, please speak up now and indicate the change. Silence indicates that your SOI has unchanged since the last call. So, has anybody got a change in their statement of interest since last meeting? Okay, I will take that as an understanding that everybody's statement of interest is intact and identical to what it was on Thursday. So based on that...
Can I make a quick comment? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes. I just wanted to point out that I did request a ruling, as it were, from our two liaisons on the method of doing this. I fully support Evan's change in doing that. However, I just want to make sure that we're following legitimate procedures. So I have asked, and I did that on the list, but I want to make sure people knew that I asked our liaisons to confirm that this practice that Evan has initiated is fine, and it's up to them to check with their chartering organizations or not as they decide. Thank you.
Okay. Who is the liaison from GNSO?
Rafik.
Okay, so Rafik and Carlos, do you have any comments from, is there an opinion from your groups on this practice? Rafik?
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily asking them for a ruling on the spot.
Well, just checking with both to see if there's been any comment or on this.
Evan, it's Rafik.
Yes.
I think to bring the issue to the GNSO Council this Thursday conf call. We have GNSO conf call, so I will bring the issue in that day to confirm.
Okay. Are you okay with this, the way we're doing it today?
Personally, I am okay, but I will confirm this Thursday.
Okay, perfect. Carlos? Actually, I think the ALAC call is today, isn't it? It's a little later.
Yes.
In fact, right after this, if I think.
You mean?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Carlos. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Ivan. No, I have no comments in this point. It's okay for us.
Okay. So we will go right ahead. And thanks to my little laptop, I actually have full Adobe Connect access today. So without further ado, we have a lot of work to do, and I would like to go right into it. So if you have Adobe Connect up, Carla has wonderfully put on line numbers onto the document in Adobe Connect. And we are on line 197. So if everybody is there. Okay, so this is under the section, Who Should Receive Support? This is where we left off last time.
I think it's worked. Wonderful.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is, to Jenny, I'm going to give you the floor first because you sent out some revised changes. Jenny sent out an email on Thursday and a follow-up that was sent out 2 hours ago to the list. Jenny, would you like to talk to that right now?
Thank you, Ivan. I drafted it in this way. Who should receive support? So the first paragraph is the same. I didn't touch it. The second paragraph, based on these criteria and per review of the comments, the working group recommends that the main criteria for eligibility should be the need. An applicant from one of the following categories that the working group recommends wouldn't be selected for support if he/she is not in need of such support. And then the categories A, B, C, D.
Okay. Okay, Avery, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I had two questions. One, I had a question just of parsing the comment, and when I read it, it left open, the thought, and so I think it just needs to be restructured a little. That if you're not in one of those categories A through D, you don't have to prove need. Now, I know that wasn't the intent, but in my reading of it, all of a sudden that seemed like a possible interpretation. So I think we probably need to tighten up the language. But second, I'm still, and even though I listened to the recording last night, I'm still confused as to what this wording achieves that the previous wording that you all so diligently had worked towards in the meeting, what it achieved that one didn't, and that still confuses me. Thank you.
Okay, I see a check mark from Andrew. Any other comments on to Jenny and what Avery said? I would interject myself. To Jenny, I agree with Avery that the wording itself, I understand what you're trying to say. The actual wording itself probably could use a couple of words of wordsmithing, but is it safe to say that what we're trying to get across is by far the primary criteria is need, and the other issues are secondary based on the nature of the application?
Exactly.
Okay. So what does everybody in the group want to do? I mean, we have wording in the existing document. Jenny has proposed some replacement wording. What does everyone think? Andrew, go ahead.
I've got to say, I think we were all, well, okay, I'm not a disinterested party since I wrote the initial text or part of it, but I think it's actually less clear now than it was before. I understand to Johnny's goal, and I think a statement that need is our primary criteria. I think we agreed last week that statement should go at the beginning of whatever we have when we describe who should receive. But I actually think the other text is a little bit more descriptive. That's all.
Okay. So would we accomplish the same thing by simply adding a sentence at the beginning of this that the primary criteria for the primary criteria, regardless of the nature of the application, is the need of the applicant. Do we need an explicit wording of that nature here to make that clear and try and get across to Jenny's point? Okay. No comments. Well, we're at a bit. Okay, Avery, go ahead.
Yeah. Don't you already have that in the text that's in front that has a, and I think this was partly what you guys wordsmithed last time, was it is agreed the initial focus should be on finding a relatively limited identifiable set of potential applicants that would not be controversial of support. And I think controversial of support is an awkward phrase itself. The main criteria for eligibility should be need. An applicant would not be selected for support unless the need criteria was met. So, I mean, that's a very definitive, strong statement. And I think then going on from there to list the, you know, the other secondary criteria after need is and you haven't wordsmithed those yet, but is there. Thanks.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
First, can you hear me?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the limited and the avoidance of controversy. I don't think those are unquestioned good. I made that point, I think, in mail earlier. That's all I have on this item at the moment.
Okay. So somebody is shredding. Okay. One thing that Avery pointed out on line 190, I'm going to suggest changing not controversial of support to not controversial to support. Eric, I understand. I think I understand your point, but there's an awful lot of pressure to try and have a process that does not hold up the ability for ICANN to process TLDs. And so the idea here is that supposedly those that would need support would be clearly identified as such.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, okay, so essentially there's two issues here. Tijani has put forth some amending text. Avery has made the point that the text that we've got pretty well brings that point clearly already. And so what's the view of this group? Okay, don't everyone talk at once. Is the current wording okay, or does Tijani's wording... Okay, Tijani, go ahead.
I don't stick to my proposition. It's only a proposition, and it's a proposition for wording, because I found that the position of the primary criteria wasn't really in the right place. That's why I reworded it. But I don't stick to it. If everybody is okay with this wording, I don't mind.
Well, let me just ask you, Tijani, the wording that is between line 193 and 195, the main criteria for eligibility should be need. An applicant would not be selected for support unless the need criteria is met. Is that not really clear, as Avery says, in terms of saying that if you don't meet the need criteria, the others are irrelevant? Tijani, is that sufficiently clear for what you're trying to get across?
Did you ask me a question, Evan? I didn't, because I was between mute on, mute off, so I didn't hear. Okay, excuse me.
I'm saying the wording that is between line 123 and 193 and 195
yes.
appears to be very clear in saying that if an application does not meet the criterion of need, then the others are irrelevant.
That's right. I find it very clear, but I propose to put it after, based on this criteria. I propose to put it just before the bullet point. But if everyone agree with this manner, I don't mind. It's not a problem.
Okay. The other issue as we're going forward is that we have a couple of paragraphs that talk about the nature of the group. I guess there's also the issue of, do we want to be as complete and explicit as we are in the existing paragraphs? Or, Tijani, did you have also the intention of making the bullet points very short and clear as opposed to the ones that are currently in the document?
Yes, in fact, it was my intention, but I have a bigger concern about those bullet points. If we begin to discuss them, and if we read bullet point A, bullet point B, and bullet point C, the conclusion will be, we recommend support for linguistic and ethnic communities only, and we give some priority to among those communities for those who are in the developing countries. Full stop. And if it is this, I don't agree.
Okay. I have Avery and then Andrew. Avery, go ahead.
Yeah, I hesitate to mention this because I think we already made it past it. But I would recommend to meet Tijani's last concern from the previous issue, as opposed to based on these criteria, is once the need criteria has been established, you know, and for review of comments, we recommend the following. So another just reinforcing one more nail in the sign of need. And I'm not commenting on the other issue. Thanks.
Okay, I have Andrew, but Carla, you have your hand up. Is it a procedural issue, or can I let Andrew go first?
Yes, let Andrew go first. I have a question for you about the first line, or
okay.
The second line.
Andrew, go ahead.
Okay, just to Johnny's point, I think that we've been pretty careful to make sure that the language is clear enough that it says that it's not just open to ethnic and linguistic groups, and that that there is some preference for emerging areas, but that it's not limited to emerging areas. If you believe that that is not clear, then let's work on that specific aspect of the language. But my sense of it is that was the intent that we had. So if you really believe that doesn't come through clearly, if you can point us to exactly what's unclear about it, we'd be happy to change any part of it. I don't think that having it just with the bullet points, though, gets us as much detail, actually, as you're looking for.
Okay. Okay, Carla, go ahead, and then Eric.
Yes, on line 190, based on your conversation, Evan, with Eric, do you want to change at the end of the line 190, not controversial to support, or do we keep it off support?
Personally, I think it's clear to say to support, but if people disagree, that's okay. I'm just thinking of the wording. I'm thinking of the flow of the language. I'm suggesting changing controversial to support, if only because it reads easier. I'm seeing two check marks, three on that. So unless I see any X's, I'm going to assume that there's reasonable support for that one word change. Okay. Eric, go ahead.
Thanks. The initial and pilot phase in the first clause, the first sentence of bullet point A.
You're breaking up.
Yeah. You're getting harder to hear, Eric.
Sorry, I'm actually trying to swallow the mic. The initial / pilot phase that occurs in the first clause of the first sentence of bullet point A at line 197.
Yeah, we haven't started that yet.
Okay, then I'll wait.
Okay, I just want to make sure that everyone's okay. Up until 196, Tijani had proposed that other wording, and I think the consensus on the group so far is that what we've got here is strong enough, providing that what we do moving forward is going to be sufficiently embracing. And having said that, I want to then move to that paragraph between line 197 to 202, which is the first bullet point of the kinds of organizations, the kind of applications that will be that we want considered, again, assuming that the needs criteria is met. So let's see. Tijani has suggested a statement simply saying, community-based applications such as cultural, linguistic, and ethnic, the potential applications have the benefit of being relatively well defined as groups. Facilitating community on the web is one of ICANN's core values. So essentially what Tijani's suggesting is just taking out the specific examples in the brackets. What's the view of everybody on that? Do we keep in the examples or just leave it as is? Eric, since you were commenting, you got first, and then to Jenny.
Thank you. Actually, I was commenting on the first clause in that phrase, which comes before the example, which is the suggestion that there is a subsequent phase or that our recommendations might be different for a subsequent phase. So to put the question as awkwardly as I can, at what point would we stop identifying linguistic and ethnic applications as being that meet a needs criteria as being qualified for assistance? Do it on the second phase or the third phase? If the policy we're suggesting is limited to this initial or pilot phase, that assumes A, that there's going to be subsequent phase, and B, also that our advice, our policy suggestion is also changing in each phase. So I would suggest removing the temporal qualification that this begins with.
Okay. In that case, you're agreeing with Tijani's recommendation, which also takes out that mention. Alan, go ahead. Oh, sorry. Tijani, go. You're first. Sorry. Tijani, and then Alan.
You hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. If we read those paragraphs. The first paragraph says that at this initial pilot phase, that means at this round, and I explained last time that we don't have to speak about rounds because we are not sure there will be another round or other rounds. Perhaps there will be other rounds, but in 10 years and 15 years, I don't know, because the spirit wasn't of several rounds. It was for one round for a limited number. So this is the first point. And when we say that, that means that for this first for this round, we recommend, we prioritize the ethnic and linguistic communities because of a lot of advantages. And the paragraph bullet point B says that we will address support for other groups like NGOs, civil society, etc., at a further point, that means at a further rounds, as the idea of who constitutes the community, a lot of problems in these groups, he wants to say. The idea of who constitutes the community is at this space is less clear, and the test for which groups might need support would be tricker. Moreover, the number of applicants could be very large, so it is impossible for this group. We will not give them attention in this round. And the last, the paragraph C says that we will give certain preference for applicants from the paragraph A, from the bullet point A. Who are in developing countries. I find this idea really not acceptable.
Okay. I have Alan first, and then Avery, who had her hand up. Carla, is it a procedural point?
No, it's a clarification point, Evan, and maybe Avery is the one that can help me with that as well, since she was at the Geneso when the policy was actually approved for new GTLD. But my understanding from the policy recommendations is that we would do the new GTLDs in rounds until demand is established, and then a continuous application, but that when we launch the first round, we actually have to say when the second round is going to occur.
Okay. All right. I have Alan first. and then Avery, and then Andrew. Alan, go.
Okay. I'm getting more than a little confused about exactly which wording we're talking about, but I'll try to make my statements general. I agree with most of the previous speakers that saying at least in the initial phase is obfuscating at best and saying the wrong thing at worst. Yes, there will be other phases. We don't know exactly when. We may know at one point. There's a whole issue that after the first phase, there may be a huge pile of money available due to auctions or things like that, which will change the landscape completely. We were asked to do something for the first round by the board, and I think that's all we need to address. I don't like referencing the specific communities in the example. I think it gives them a particular precedence that they shouldn't have. Tijani's revised version does do another change, not only leave out the examples, it adds the word cultural, which is not in the in the document on Adobe right now, which I think is an important one. It also leaves out the non-controversial issue. I'm not much concerned about that.
So are you speaking in favor of replacing the bullet point A in the document with the bullet point A that Tijani has proposed?
Well, it adds cultural, which I believe is important. It's not just linguistic and ethnic we're looking at. And I don't want to try to define which is which, and I don't think that's our point. But I thought we were defining a set of criteria, any of which would be applicable, and therefore we shouldn't be saying target just A, which essentially relegates B, C, D, and E, or whatever the rest of the numbers are, to the garbage bin.
Okay, so if I hear you right, you're speaking in favor of Tijani's point.
I certainly support Tijani's over the stuff that's highlighted in blue-green.
Okay. I can't see on here if Andrew was before Avery, but Avery, you had a check an X mark for a while.
Right.
Avery,
yeah,
and then Andrew and Alex.
So I missed. I'm brief.
Oh, Avery, go, and then
okay. Okay, yeah. I have no objection to what Tijani wrote down, and that's for the rest of the group to deal with. I'm sort of objecting to the notion that we remove all notion that there's a second round. It really isn't for us to presume whether there is or not. I think the declaration, the intention is that there is another one, and I don't think we should preclude that there's another one, because I think after we get these initial ideas going, there will be a longer-term process to see what we do for a second round. I think it's okay if you want to leave out, at least in the initial phase, because, yes, that is ambiguous. If you wanted to say at least in the first round, that would be okay with me, but I think also Tijani taking it out is not necessarily a problem. One question I ask about Tijani's list, is that an ordered list? In other words, is it there's priority to A, and then if there's not enough A's, there's B's.
No,
you should probably make that clear if you're going to use the list to sort of say that it's not in any priority. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. So just before we go on, then, Avery, are you suggesting a wording, an addition to the end of line 196? The working group recommends the following in no particular order?
If that is indeed the case, yes.
Okay.
It's up to the group to decide whether we're giving priority to one or the other. But, yes, if that is the case, then that should be noted.
So, in other words, once the need criteria has been met, there's no priority of any of the following bullet points over the other?
That's a question.
Okay. I have Andrew, then Eric, and then Alex. Alex, you had your hand raised, and then you lowered it and went to the bottom of the queue.
Evan, it's Alan. Could I get one sentence of clarification in?
Go ahead.
Yeah. When I was objecting to it, at least in the first phase, I wasn't objecting to it as an overall statement. I was objecting to it being an A only.
Okay, understood. But I think we know there. We can't predict what's going to happen there, so I don't even think we need I agree with the general feeling that we don't even need to refer to phases here. Okay, Andrew, go ahead. Actually,
yes.
You had your hand up. Is that a new point?
Myself.
No,
yes.
No.
Yes.
Carla, you had your hand up. Is that for clarification?
I just want to make sure that I captured the changes. You're going to review that at the end?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
Yes. I just want to bring everybody back to the reason why we have the language the way that it is, because we're making some changes that I am not I'm not objecting to as long as we make them consciously. The part about the initial pilot phase, absolutely, it's a little bit vague. It was intended to be a little bit vague because we were trying to avoid talking about one round or another. It was the initial pilot phase of this program. And that, you know, again, our focus was on trying to make to create an initial system which we will have the ability to review and revise. So I have no problem with the idea of taking that out, but that was the reason why we had it, and I think that we want to make sure that we're, if we want to keep something like that, that kind of reference in, that we do. Second of all, the targeting, we've discussed this on almost every call. We keep coming back to it, though. The idea of having some targeting was simply to make it possible for us to have a narrower universe in the first round, because we recognize that the chance that there may be a large number of applicants that we won't be able to service is great. And there's no, you know, so yes, there was some ranking notionally put in there. I kind of thought we had gone past this, but nonetheless, if people feel strongly that we should take it out, that's okay. My concern is that we'll just be flooded with potential applicants. I have no objection to taking out the different communities if people feel strongly about it. That was just for our own illustration, so that it had some sort of guts to it. I like the idea of including the cultural community. And outside of that, what Tijani mentions, the other different categories, I don't believe that at any point in time we had a ranking of them in terms of which one was more important or less important. So I agree with that. The only ranking that we had was that we were going to have some sort of a narrowing of the field in the very first round, and that there was some preference for on the basis of geography. And if I understood you, Tijani, correctly, you're suggesting that we should no longer have that. Is that correct? Because that's what I thought I heard.
Tijani, quick answer. Okay. What I'm going to ask for right now is, in Adobe Connect, please indicate with a check mark or an X whether or not you favor adding the words "in no particular order" to the end of line 196. Can I get a show of check marks or X's to get an idea whether or not this group wants that or does not want that?
Is there a way to clarify that? I'm not sure "in no particular order" tells me. I don't think it's as clear as you're looking.
Simply that the bullet points about to come are not ordered.
Prioritize.
A is not more important than D.
I assume that means we're not going to be saying target the support for A, but not use the same words in B.
Correct.
Okay.
So no targeting in the initial phase.
I'm just trying to get a feel for this group whether or not there is a preference to say A, B, you know, 1, 2, or 3 in order, or A, B, C, or D in no particular order once the needs criteria is met. Okay, I'm seeing more X's than check marks. So what I'm getting a feel for is that having an ordered list actually is okay at this point. All right, I have Alex, and then Eric, and then Elaine. Okay, Alex, go.
Thank you. Alex speaking. Now, while generally agreeing to the need to avoid holding back the rollout of new GTLDs by trying to avoid anything controversial, avoiding also the issue of rounds and phases, I have a bit concerned because the controversial will always arise. That's my concern at this point in time. And even if you go to the cultural, linguistic, there are always going to be examples where some controversy may arise. If I could just pick one example that you may decide to give Kikuyu, where I come from in Kenya, maybe some name, and then the same name is similar to another language or ethnic language somewhere else in the world, and maybe on the third beat there is a trademark owner who has that. So are we really sure that there are some non-controversial, 100% non-controversial we are going to guarantee? Or what I'm raising here, should we not consider maybe making some recommendations on how maybe when those controversies or controversial situations arise, what this program will do to address them? Because they are going to arise in view of the fact that people, the world, same word can mean many different things in different countries and different trademarks, etc. So I'm just wondering, maybe you're recommending or proposing that maybe we think of giving a recommendation of the criteria to be followed when assessing what is controversial and not controversial. Thank you.
Okay, I mean, I have my own opinions on that, but I'll leave it for others in the group to answer. Eric, your hand is up, and then Elaine.
Thank you. This is Eric from the Williams. I was surprised when I first ran across the text by the absence of the word cultural. Linguistic and cultural, to me, was the way everyone had approached the subject matter extremis of it. So I would really like to see cultural added to the linguistic and ethnic characterizations that are present in paragraph A. That's all I had to say, just supporting the idea of putting cultural in.
Okay. Okay, Elaine, go.
Morning. I have a couple of points. The first one is, or suggestions, perhaps we can write a sentence or a paragraph somewhere else that says the working group recognizes that our suggestions or work is a pilot program, and that as the new GTLD system evolves, that we would like the board to consider that there might be changes to the way we recommend things or the type of applicants that might meet criteria. So we should remove the initial pilot phase out of bullet point A if we recognize that idea somewhere else. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, it seems that by using A, B, C, D, we are indicating a preference for order, and I'm just wondering why we can't just use
bullets
as paragraphs.
So take out the A, B, C, D and just use bullets?
Yeah, or just make them paragraphs.
Only because it helps give clarity to the colon that follows at the end of line 196.
So rewrite that sentence.
Sorry?
So we can rewrite that sentence.
Well, it just says the working group recommends the following. And since we just had a turning down of the idea of explicitly saying in no particular order, I think maybe just changing even the letters to bullet points might also help clarify that there's no specific ordering.
Beautiful.
Is everybody okay with that, changing A, B, C, and D simply to bullet, to unlettered, unnumbered bullets?
Yes.
Show of X's or checks, please.
I'm unclear on this. Didn't we just do a show of X's or checks to retain the suggestion that there was ordering, that A came before B?
Simply
bullet.
To say,
just
well...
Just using a bullet.
Okay.
I thought in the last check or cross poll that you asked, Evan, you were asking us, did we choose to pertain prioritization, that is, linguistic, cultural, and ethnic came before NGOs, and those came before geographically located, undistinguished.
I was asking for a specific wording, if the paragraph should say in no particular order. That did not meet the consensus of the group. But the suggestion of changing the letters to mere bullets for whatever great value that is, has the consensus of the group. So, Carla, if you could possibly change that from A, B, and C, D to simple bullet points.
Well, I don't see it.
Okay.
Against it, then.
And also, we still have the issue on the floor right now of, to Jenny, simpler wording, replacing what is currently in bullet point A. So that's saying take out the specific references to Hausa, Tamil, etc., and to replace that with, to Jenny's simpler wording, which is community-based applications such as cultural, linguistic, and ethnic. These potential applicants have the benefits of being relatively well-defined as groups. Facilitating community on the web is one of ICANN's core values. So we have a proposal to change the current A that's in the document to Jenny's simpler wording. And based on the comments I've heard so far, it appears to have support within the group to take out specific references to specific groups, as well as taking out the issue of non-controversial and the fact that it's just simpler overall. Does anybody want to speak further to replacing the current A with Tijani's wording?
I'm okay with the current with the Tijani's wording.
Okay, Elaine, go.
The only concern I have with removing the examples is we're leaving it up to someone else to define what is an ethnic, linguistic, or cultural community, and are we okay with that?
Do you really think putting in three specific examples is going to change people from trying to define it the way they want?
As I noted in the chat room, I am a first-generation English-speaking Latvian, and there are many, many of us. So do you want to expand support to something as wide and ill-defined as that sort of group? We've talked about this on the mailing list. What about, Irish-speaking New Yorkers? There's a reason why we have the examples in there. If you want to remove them, great, but I think we have to then be okay with the idea that someone else will figure out or decide what is an ethnic and linguistic and cultural community, and the reason that we're putting parameters on this concept is so we don't have some gaming going on.
Okay. I guess my personal view is that putting in three examples does not equal defining what means ethnic, linguistic, and cultural. Okay. Cheryl, go ahead.
Thanks, Evan, and specifically to Elaine's point. I'm for using Tijani's paragraph, which is now bullet point, the initial bullet point in the list, the old A, and that doesn't have the particular examples. I would, to Elaine's point, in a matter where you are claiming support and a greater degree of community need being met, if you are a linguistic and ethnic one, that simply strengthens and the presence of, you sort of get two ticks rather than one. And the presence of the three examples doesn't make any difference in my reading to that at all.
Okay, so we have a proposition on the floor right now to replace the wording of A, which is between lines 197 and 202, with Tijani's wording, as we've read out multiple times. What is the feeling of this group in doing the replacement? Most of the people who have spoken up have spoken in favor of Tijani's wording. Can I get some checks or X's and an idea if we have consensus to replace the existing paragraph A with Tijani's wording? I see two check marks. That's okay. I see four. Is there anyone very opposed to putting in Tijani's wording to replace? Okay. Elaine, you still got concerns?
I don't have strong feelings on it. I'm just trying to point out the reason why that wording was in there initially. So if we don't care that someone else will define what an ethnic, linguistic, or cultural community is, then we don't need to address it. I'm not saying that giving examples is the best way of doing that, but we certainly shied away from the idea of trying to define it in previous conversations. And the same with the, at least in the initial pilot phase wording, the idea there was that we would try to reserve the right to modify our recommendations as the new GPLD program evolves into its further round. So those are the reasons why that wording is there. And if we don't want to address those things in this particular paragraph, I'm fine with that. But I still think we should consider addressing that somewhere else.
Okay. The other person I didn't see on the list making a check or a plus was Baudouin. Do you have any concerns at this point?
Well, yes, it's okay now. Yes, I move to see somebody.
Okay. All right. So, Carla, based on the consensus of the group, I'm going to ask you to change that point 197 to 202 with the wording that was into Jenny's email that is now just slightly under 3 hours old.
Can I?
Do you want me to read the changes that I've done so far?
Can I make a comment before you get to that? I put my hand up.
Go ahead, Avery.
Okay, I was just wondering if there's perhaps a space between the not explicitly listing communities and the saying nothing, and in terms of inserting some phrase that sort of says community-based applications such as cultural, linguistic, and ethnic, but putting in something there about especially from underserved communities or something like that, because that I think feeds into what Elaine was saying, was we don't really mean the Irish speakers of Boston, not to put down the Irish speakers of Boston, but we mean underserved communities. And now we're still leaving it to someone else to decide what's underserved, but I think even an explicit list of like these still leaves it open to some interpretation, and I think we're going to need something later that we put in the work to be done later is how determinations are made. But is there any value in sticking underserved community-based or, you know, community-based applications from underserved communities? Is there value in that?
Does anybody here with a recollection of what's actually in the DAG know whether or not the DAG started to go into these definitions? Because personally, I would really, really like to refrain from redefining things.
No, they don't. This is Aubrey again. The DAG, in terms of community, only defines, and that's the problem with the community, is only defines the community based on a test of a certain number of questions and a scoring that's only done when you get to the point of having two applications in the same contention set. So up front, at the point at which we're talking about, you can claim to be community, but it's only defined by getting 14 out of 16 points on a long list of questions. So there's no real definition, I would argue.
Make a minor clarification. Any application may self-define as community based if it finds itself in a contention set, and if it has elected for an extended evaluation, whatever it's called, it changed from the third DAG to the fourth DAG. It used to be called comparative evaluation. And if it scores 14 out of 16, then it has precedence over the other applications in the same contention set. But other than that, there's one other aspect of community-based, which is that the registry operator must follow the registration the restrictions which it proposed in its application, it must actually execute when it's after delegation that becomes operational. So anything may self-designate. In the case of contention sets, if score of 14 is dispositive, and whether or not it's scored 14 or not, so there may be applications community-based which don't find themselves in contention sets, the community-based application must, as a registry operator, maintain the policy which it committed to when it submitted its application and asserted that it was a community-based application. Thanks.
Okay, Andrew, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to try and see if we could clarify. I like Avery's idea, but I'm not sure that the wording is as clear as we might have some unintended consequences. When we were initially talking about this and we were talking about underserved communities, I took that to mean that we are talking about communities that are largely financially in need, as well as underserved in terms of lack of either access or presence or those kinds of things on the web. And my concern is that almost anybody from almost any place can make the argument that they are underserved. If there isn't a, you know, there's clearly a lack of Boston Irish on, you know, GTLDs on the web. And so, because there isn't one right now, right? And so everybody could make the argument that they were underserved. Do we want to come up with a stronger wording for underserved or a little bit more descriptive? Because I like the idea, but I'm thinking underserved is probably too mushy for that reason.
Personally, I would tend to agree with you, Andrew. I mean, and to me, underserved is in the eye of the beholder, and it's going to be very, very hard as a test.
And manipulable, I think, too, realistically. Yeah.
Okay. Can we at least agree with the replacement of the wording with Tijani's wording, and we could possibly come back and tune that? Because I'd rather start with that because it's cut it down and it's taken out the word cultural and it's taken out a lot of cruft we've seemed to agree that we don't need. Can we at least start with that as a basis to work with? If somebody's got an idea of how to frame this in a way that makes it more useful than what's already in this document or in the DAG, you know, maybe we should take this to the mailing list, especially since we've got only 4 minutes left in this call. Can we at least come to a closure on replacing existing paragraph A with Tijani's proposal and then on the mailing list, seeing if people can thrash out an appropriate definition of either deserving or how they'd like to define the communities, because, I mean, this could go on for quite a bit. Can we get a consensus at least to replace the point A with Tijani's point A? Is anyone strongly against that?
We'd already agreed to that, but...
Well, I thought we had also, but then we had a couple of last-minute interventions. Okay, I've got check marks. Okay, so Carla, are you okay with that?
Yeah, so the changes, can I say the changes that I have?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so on line 190, I changed to support at the end. Then instead of having the bullet, the ABCD, I have only bullet points. And what is now A is changed to the wording that Tijani had on his email.
Okay.
Those are the three changes that I have.
Okay. So we've been on this call for 57 minutes, and we have worked on exactly one paragraph. We're really going to need to speed this up a bit as we go forward. Hopefully we've got enough progress going today. We do further ones. Perhaps we can simplify the others. I can just tell you from working in other ICANN committees that trying to define what is a community is something that, if we get stuck on that, we're going to go nowhere. I really think we've got to get past that. With 2 minutes left, do we even dare try starting on something else?
Evan, this is Andrew. Since you brought it up, maybe is there something that other committees have done to successfully address that issue?
I remember being part of a group in Nairobi that was trying to, potentially the genesis of this particular working group, and one of the things they constantly got bogged down was how does the committee get defined? And I don't think there was any resolution of that, and my fear is that we could blow our brains out arguing the same thing.
So, based on your experience and in the interest of trying to make sure that we come up with something that's useful and will be used, what do you recommend?
Frankly, go for simplicity. Even if we put in a recommendation, if you know, higher bodies than us are going to start mucking about with implementation details, changing the wording here or adding the word Tamil there is not going to make a difference.
Fair enough.
Okay, on that note, we have one more minute in the call, and I have a hard stop. Does anyone in the group want to go further, or are we okay trying to thrash this out in email and seeing if maybe we can't start Thursday and go a little bit quicker through the other bullet points, given the discussion we've had today?
This is Aubrey. I'd like to say one thing. I don't think we should despair at the pace we're going through. As long as people are keeping in mind comments that have been submitted, you know, we are making progress, I think. I know it seems like a slow slog. I think we are making progress, but people should use the mailing list more. I totally second that, and thanks.
Okay, on that note, we are into the hour. Do people want to go on, or is there okay with us stopping here, which seems to be a logical point? Trying to see if we can thrash out, have another look at Tijani's comments, because he's made proposals for the other bullet points. Let's pick this up on Thursday and see if maybe we can get through this with the help of a little work on the mailing list and see if we can't plow through these a little faster.
Is it Event? Thursday or Friday, our next meeting?
Event, yeah.
Sorry, Event? When is the next meeting is scheduled, Carla?
For Friday.
Okay, yeah. So the next, yeah. So
14 UTC, I believe it was. But confirm that on the email, but I believe that's what it was.
Okay, so the next meeting we will pick up on Friday. Avery will be chairing that meeting, and so we will pick up where we leave here, which is at line 203, which I'm sure that numbering will change because of Tijani's wording. Okay, so based on that, thank you all for the call, and we will see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.